everybody. Welcome to my world. How's your world doing today? Staying warm? For most of us up here in Ohio, yeah, it's getting cold. C-O-L-D. Cold. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of stuff to go over, but before we do that, welcome to my world on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com, and you can check us all out with all of our different shows, and we'll get into that in a minute. But first, we have to do a disclaimer. If I don't do a disclaimer, I think the big boss will get after me for that. Nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, and chill out. Hey, did you bring your drinks and snacks? Well, if not, you better get them real quick, because we got a lot of stuff to cover. And, oh, by the way, tell your friends to join us every Wednesday night live at 8 p.m. So all that legal stuff's out of the way. Hey, we have to talk about some of the stuff about the shows and everything else. So let's just see if we can go ahead and if I can do this, where's my presentation screen? There it is. See, I'm looking at stuff behind the scenes here, guys. And we'll get to that. Well, oh, holy cow, look at that. How did that happen? I have to remove that, son of a gun. Well, with that, I have to do something here. I have to bring this up, and then I have to do something else if I can do it. And I bet you can see this. Guess what? This is the Trim Radio Network. And I have to see if you can see this, because if you can't, we have a problem. We had a problem like this before one time. Yeah, let's see here. I get everything all set up, and then the boogeyman comes and plays with everything here. All right. Well, we have the Trim Radio Network, and these are the shows. We've got Adventure Waits Around the Bend. That's on Spotify. We've got Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck, YouTube and Spotify. We've got Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. And that's, of course, Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And that's Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. Offsides, College Football, Top 25. Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. We've got My World every Wednesday night live. Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. And the Positive Podcast. Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. And Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. You have to check that one out. Yeah. That one is a good one. I always tell Riscala, you know, he says you can either have the green pill or the blue pill. And I went the green pill. He hasn't produced the green pill yet. So Riscala, if you're watching, give me the green pill. Please. Anyhow, he's on Rumble. He's on YouTube and Spotify. And, of course, we have Victoria Smith with the Natural Marketer Podcast. And that's on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. So those are the shows we have right now. If you want to do your own show, contact us. And I'll tell you how to get there. Okay? But if you want to support the show, you go where it says support the station. You want to donate now or buy the merchandise. And if you click on buy the merchandise, it will eventually take you to something that looks like this. And that's the Radio Bull unisex jersey long sleeve t-shirt, the Red Pill Reality Show New Blend hooded sweatshirt, the Red Pill Reality Show 11-ounce black mug, and we've got the Life Walk with Christ God on air hooded sweatshirt, and we've got the Cut the Bull Trim Radio Network button. And we've got the Christ God color morphing mug. And we've got another New Blend hooded shirt for the Trem Radio Network. You can also buy spot air advertising too by going to this page. And we've also have the Trem Radio Network mug. So you can check us out, buy the merchandise, because what happens is that merchandise, all the funds that are purchased from that go to buying airtime, and airtime is not cheap. And none of the personalities get paid for doing the shows. We just like having fun and telling people what's going on. And that's the way we like to do it. So you want to check us out on the Trem Radio Network and buy the merchandise. But if you wanted to do your own show, gee whiz, you can go, where's the button? Where did it hide? Oh, no. It hid. Contact us. Where is that contact? The contact button moved. Who moved that contact button? Son of a gun. It did. It moved. It totally it disappeared. I can't believe it. Ah. It's not even on this page. Holy cow. What is going on, people? Who hid the magic buttons? Well, anyhow, guys, check us out. Buy the merchandise. There's a little button at the top right. All you have to do is click on it, and it'll say, put your name down, your email address, and so forth. Tell us what you want to tell us, and then click on it. Somebody will get back with you, okay? I always have the ability to pull that up, but for some reason tonight, it did not come up. Well, on to the next thing. We have the Trem Radio Network. My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. Facebook page. And I just sent out some more invites because it's basically a private group that we have right now. Eventually, I'll switch everything around and make it public. But we post different things about the show and everything that's up there. And let's see here. Somebody tried to contact me? Yes or no? No? Oh, now I know what happened here. This doesn't happen too often. All right, let's see if that works. Yeah, that works. Okay, we've got our page. And I post a lot of things here, like join us tonight. And there it is with the party and everything. Sometimes I have a guy, you know, holding the six pack and he's waving that. Well, you know, I can only get so many different gifts. And we talk about a lot of different things for the shows. Okay, so if you take a look at it, we have the Trem Radio Network. We have the University of Findlay at www.findlay. You've heard me talk about the University of Findlay many times, located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an NCAA Division II school. And that the University of Bluffton is merging with the University of Findlay. And you can take courses at either campus. And the University of Findlay has three campuses in Findlay, the Hazardous Materials Campus, the Equestrian Campus, and Pre-Veterinary Campus. And then they also have the main campus. And there you have your School of Business and Nursing and Sciences and so forth. It's a good, small school, about 4,000 students. And it's in the All-American city of Findlay, Ohio. So you want to check it out, okay? And big news, the University of Findlay is considered now for... or is being considered for the NCAA tourneys for Division II. I guess the ladies are going to be in the mix too. That'll be interesting if both of them can get into the tournaments. So that's the University of Findlay. Check them out. You know, you can get a bachelor's, a master's, or a doctoral degree, and it's a good campus. It really is. Also, we have Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Oh, yeah. And they're some of the pens that he does, and these are for service pens, and he does a really, really good job of making the pens, and there are different types of pens. He's got a great Second Amendment pen. It really is. It's a really nice pen, and he has different styles, but that's the Second Amendment pen, and you can check those out. And he also makes the blanks. Let's see what I can do as far as pulling up a blank. Actually, these are the blanks. He makes the center part and puts them all in a special, I don't know whether you want to call it a resin, And you can have those done by Rusty Ducks Custom Pen. That's Phil. And what he does is he'll produce those, send them to you, and then you can turn them into the center portion of your pens that you are building. Okay, so that's a good deal. But that's Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. They're on YouTube. No, not YouTube. Facebook. Maybe I ought to get them on YouTube sometime. But anyhow, it's Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. I'll get this right. Rusty Ducks Custom Blanks.com. It's also Pens and Blanks, but never mind, okay? Check it out. And we put a lot of different postings for what we do. Okay, I get all mixed up when we get going here because it's been a crazy week. We'll get into that. Check out the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. There's the link there. The Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. Good people. Everybody listed here, good people. LDS Prepper. That's David Gilmore. And I'll tell you what, you click on those and he'll show you a little difference of things about radios and other things. He has about 600 videos on YouTube. And here, of course, we have the Ocean 935G Plus with the Nagoya 771G antenna. This little radio is a GMRS radio, and I can talk from here to several repeaters. I can also contact a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, which is 35 miles away. And then from there, I can go out about 90 miles. This is great. It's a fun little hobby. And what does the license cost? $35. And that's for 10 years. And anybody in your family can use it, but they have to behave, okay? Don't get the bubble wrap radios that Wally World has. They're not that good. Just a heads up on that one. I got these from buy2wayradios.com. And there are others out there that would sell them. And we also have the Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler. And he's on YouTube. The Patriot Nurse is on YouTube. Rachel's great. I mean, she talks a lot about staying healthy, especially with colds and yucky stuff going around. We also have the Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. Fantastic person. She's a self-made millionaire. And then we have the Max with Colby. And he has very good shows. I really like the way that he does things. But you can see on the page, oh, there's our favorite guy, the Bushman. Okay. Are you in? Join us every Wednesday. Here's Rachel. Get help now. Okay. She's a nurse, has been for years, and she's worked a lot of different departments. And she's very knowledgeable. She's down in Tennessee. We have the Ultimate Survival Food Kit with the Provident Prepper, and they're out in Utah. You want to check them out. And there are other links. Oh, there's the beer man again. Oh, more party. Oh, there's Colby warning about prepare now with the flu and everything. So you want to check that out, okay? But you can go ahead and go to our webpage for Facebook, and there's the group thing up at the top. 406-921-99913. 1, 3, 4, 5, so many numbers up there. Just look for the Trim Radio Network, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. Okay? Check it out. Because I put a lot of different postings for there, and I also have Money and Change also has a Facebook page, and that's updated several times a week. Wow, what else is going on? I was looking at some different things today, and I was going to Yahoo and other things. I'll tell you what, this changed again from what I originally had. And the one I was looking at had to do with the flu, and we'll get into that. But so many Americans died from COVID. It's boosting Social Security to the tune of $205 billion. Oh, yeah. And that is a different article. But I've been picking up different things. One thing I wanted to go over was the 10 Commandments for Seniors. I just found this. Number one, talk to yourself. There are times when you need expert advice. Yeah, we don't need expert advice all the time. Two, in style, the clothes that still fit. Isn't that true? Number three, you don't need anger management. You need people to stop irritating you. Number four, your people skills are just fine. It's your tolerance for idiots that needs work. Sometimes my tolerance is a lot less than it used to be. Anyhow, number five, the biggest lie you tell yourself is, I don't need to write that down. I'll remember it. Right. How many times when you write down a grocery list and you misplace it, you go to the grocery and you go and buy things and you think you have the list complete, and then you get home and your wife says, where's the butter? Oh, I forgot the butter. And then you're in trouble. So best thing is do is write it down. Don't put anything to memory. It's a trick that I do, though. I'll write it down, put it to memory, and then I'll go to the grocery store and see if I buy anything extra. And that works. Number six, on time is whenever you get there. Every day's a vacation day when you're retired. Number seven, you've noticed people your age are much older than you. Yeah, people look older. More wrinkles, I guess. Number eight, aging has slowed you down, but it hasn't shut you up. Number nine, you still haven't learned to act your age, and I hope you never will. You got to have fun in life. Number 10, one for the road means using the bathroom before you leave the house. How often does that happen? Quite a bit, doesn't it? Well, anyhow, flu season. Now, here's something that you need to listen to, because flu is everywhere. And I'll tell you what, I went to a restaurant in Piqua, Ohio, and it's called the Lighthouse by the Lock. I think it's what the name is. And I went in there, and I've been in there several different times, and everybody's super friendly there. But a lot of the staff was out with flu or maybe a related symptom. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing. I mean, they really hustled and did their work, and the food came out great, even though the staff was reduced in size. And they have some pretty decent stuff, I'll tell you. Good people there. Lighthouse on the Lock in Piqua, Ohio. You ought to check them out, okay? It's mom and pop food, but it's good. But they were out with the flu. And everybody asked me the other day when I was there, and they said, hey, how's come you never get the flu? And I told them, I said, well, there's a thing called ivermectin. And I was lucky to find a supplier for it in Germany. And I had them ship me some ivermectin. So when you guys are sneezing and wheezing, and I'm around you, I will take an ivermectin to keep from getting the sneezy and wheezies and coughs. It's always worked, and it's worked for several years. So I'll tell you what, that comes in handy sometimes. And you don't need a prescription for it if you go through different suppliers. But that's what keeps me healthy. If I go to a University of Findlay basketball game or I go to a football game at Ohio University, I'm going to be around a lot of people. And what I do is I take an ivermectin before I go, and then I take one when I return. And I haven't been sick yet. And that's amazing. So that's a little trick of the trade, I guess. Well, anyhow, have you noticed a lot of flu going around in your area? Because I'll tell you what, it's been rampant around here. Earlier in this week, I had a problem. I fell, and I was going down a handicapped ramp, you know, on the curb. And those knobs, one of them was a little bit icy or didn't show it, or maybe it was wet, and I slipped and I started falling forward about four or five steps. I went down on my hands and knees. Oh, that hurt. And I couldn't get myself up, and I had to basically start to crawl back to a lamppost. And this lady stopped her car, pulled over, and got out and helped me up. And another guy stopped his car and helped me up. So those guys were angels. because I would have stayed there probably on the ground and had to dig out my cell phone and call the fire department and have them send their EMS squad. And, you know, I was still hurting and the hands were still stinging from hitting the concrete and the asphalt. Oh, man, it hurt. And the knees didn't bother me. And then all of a sudden, the next day, I was out and hands still bothered me a little bit. And the knees were a little sore. And then all of a sudden, Sunday morning at about 8 o'clock, everything started to ache like crazy. And I ended up calling a friend of mine. I said, hey, could you take me down to Kettering Hospital? And they said, well, yeah. And so we went down there and everybody had the flu, I guess, around there. Of course, I'd already taken my ivermectin because I'm going to a hospital. And she had taken hers and we're waiting there. And ambulances were bringing people in. They had to put them in the hallway. All the rooms were filled because I was talking to the nurses about, well, gee, what's going on? The place is packed and everything's slow. Normally, I could just walk in and be seen, but not this time. So anyhow, that was my weekend. And I have to go see an orthopedic doctor tomorrow. Oh, that'll be interesting. And they put me in this big boot because of my Achilles tendon. I guess I stretched it or something. But here I am around sick people. And so tomorrow, before I go to the hospital, even to see the doctor, I'm going to take my ivermectin and make sure that I have that in my system before I get in the car and leave. Because now I have to have this friend of mine take me around different places, my virtual taxi, probably for a couple of weeks. So that usually costs me dinner or lunch plus gasoline. I don't mind doing it because I can't really get around that much. But getting back to the flu season, everything in that hospital, all the rooms were filled. And they were saying in Dayton, Ohio, on the news last night that all the rooms in some of the big hospitals there were filled because of the flu. You know, if they would just fess up and use ivermectin, I mean, to me, that's a lifesaver. I'm not a doctor. I didn't play one at Holiday Inn Express or anything like that either. But it's just some things that you learn from other people, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. Well, anyhow, here's what I found with NBC News and what the doctors are saying about flu.
This morning, a late-breaking wave of influenza is spiking coast to coast, with doctor visits for the flu nationwide hitting a 15-year high.
15-year high? Oh, my goodness.
It seems like everybody has the flu. It's because they do.
ER doctors at Chicago's Cook County General say the combination of an unusually nasty flu strain and falling vaccination rates is driving the spread.
We're seeing a lot of sick people in general. Compared to previous years, seems like they're having more respiratory issues.
According to the CDC, at least 44 states and Washington, D.C. are reporting high or very high levels of influenza-like illnesses. In the Dallas metro area, positive flu tests jumped 30% in 1 week. The virus spreading easily in closed environments like offices and classrooms. Cases soaring among children.
When kids truly are sick, they just have that look in their eyes, and there's no arguing now.
In Nebraska, Sarah Christensen's 10-year-old daughter, Aubrey, came down with the virus.
We ended up taking into the pediatrician, and we did the slew of tests, and influenza B, unfortunately, came back positive.
The surge even leading to shortages at pharmacies.
We're having a hard time keeping in a lot of our over-the-counters. The flu numbers are so high. That it's really hard to even keep the supply up for people who are being tested profitable.
The CDC estimates there have been at least 24 million flu cases so far this year, with 310,000 hospitalizations and 13,000 deaths, including 57 children. Experts fear by the season's end, the overall death toll could hit 30,000. They say it's not too late to get a flu shot. They're effective within a week and crucial in protecting you and your loved ones.
Not only is it going to reduce your chance of getting sick, but if you do get sick, it's going to reduce the symptoms that you have and decrease the chance of you passing on to the loved one.
And amid all of this expert stress, staying home if you're sick until you've gone 24 hours fever-free without the help of medication. And then to that end, they also stress that there are treatments that can help you feel a lot less miserable in the long run if they're taken within the first few days of being diagnosed.
Yeah. Well, if it isn't humans getting the flu, birds are getting the flu. How do birds get flu? You know, around here in Western Ohio, we have a lot of hatcheries, and we also have, I'll call them egg farms. And recently, a few of them had to kill off their entire flock. And in one case, they had one of the large hatching areas burned down, probably about 30 miles from me in Dark County, Ohio. And that was quite a fire. They lost about 200,000 birds. And when birds are so close together, you know, they can pass stuff around. You know, if you have like kids in a classroom, it starts with one person getting the flu and then the next person gets the flu and it just spreads from there. Well, it's the same thing in a hatchery for chicks, or it's the same thing for egg laying birds. You know, the full, like, what do you call them? The adult birds? Okay. Well, anyhow, now we're talking about bird flu, and the egg prices are going up. And I listened to one guy today, and he said, hey, we've got a problem, because every time at a certain point in the year, we end up with flu with the birds, and we have to kill off the crop and then bring a new one in. And it takes time, but it drives the price of eggs up. And the more I started to think about it, hey, if you're going to have eggs, why not, instead of going to the grocery, go to the local farmer that has chickens? Because they're going to be free range, and you would be able to get probably better eggs. It's my guess. Okay, you can check it out on your own. I have a friend that lives about a mile and a half from me, and I know she has chickens and has eggs. Another friend of mine lives about another 2 miles beyond them, and they have chickens and eggs too. And I doubt if they have the flu, but let's listen to see what they're saying here about the egg prices with the bird flu.
Right, Ariel, lots to watch for. They are very important. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Lots to watch for. What in the heck is going on here? My goodness. This is ridiculous.
Now to the spread of bird flu.
There we go.
Causing egg prices to soar. A dozen eggs now 50% more expensive than a year ago. And there appears to be no relief in sight. Ariel Reshef is here with those details. Good morning, Ariel.
Good morning to you, Lindsay. The consumers are feeling it out there. Health officials are warning bird flu continues to spread across the country, impacting dozens of farms and roughly 20 million poultry and birds in just the last 30 days. In a new report over the weekend, the USDA is saying the national wholesale average price for eggs increased 40 cents over the last week to $7.74 per dozen. Experts say there's little chance that we're going to see lower costs coming anytime soon, with continuing outbreaks limiting the ability for those farmers to rebuild their healthy flocks. Those wholesale prices could take weeks to lag into stores for consumers to see them, but consumers are already feeling that sticker shock. According to the Consumer Price Index, the average cost for a dozen eggs has now hit a record $4.95 for consumers. That's 50% higher than last year's price. And we're now paying about 80 cents more than just last month. Experts say prices are expected to increase by up to 20% in the coming months. When it comes to the health implications of bird flu, there have been 68 confirmed human cases of this virus. So far, experts say most human infections appear to be mild, but an elderly woman was hospitalized in Wyoming over the weekend. Thankfully, there is no evidence yet to suggest any human-to-human spread of bird flu. Officials stress, though, surveillance of these outbreaks is vital to containing this virus and any potentially more severe mutations.
Wow. And the bird flu cometh. Hey, there's a senator that I get a kick out of. The guy has a lot of wit. And He is something else. And it's Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. And I've watched him over the past 6 months when he does his YouTube specials. And he's talking about different things. And he goes into interviews and everything. And he always has a way of giving out some funny things. And I'm like, wow, this guy's got a good wit, but he makes his point. Well, I'll tell you what. I found the video here with a few of the things that he has said. He's very witty. He's a down-home country boy from Louisiana, but he makes a lot of sense, and he does it in a humorous way. So let's listen to Senator John Kennedy.
Getting rid of the 60-vote threshold in the Senate, in my judgment, would be like giving whiskey and car keys to a teenage boy. The brain is an amazing organ. It starts working in a mother's womb, and it doesn't stop working until you get elected to Congress. Now, to answer your question, even duct tape can't fix stupid. This country was founded by geniuses, but it's being run by a bunch of idiots. How can I put this? Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name three things that don't hang themselves. That's what the American people think. That's what the American people think. Anybody who votes for any of these bills without seeing the fine print is like a rock, only dumber. Putting the vice president in charge of solving this problem, I don't know, it's like making El Chapo the drug czar.
Senator, let me switch gears and ask you about your legislation in terms of your bill to kick Chinese companies off of U.S. exchanges if they keep hiding audits from U.S. inspectors. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your bill.
God created the world, but everything else is made in China. How did that happen? We let the world leaders who believe in Western values, or at least believe in the sovereignty of their own country, have got to grow some oranges.
Well, first of all, just one point of view. Roses are red. Political love is fake. Washington weddings are just funerals with cake.
Let me ask Ms. Franklin and Ms. Williams a question. Your jurisdiction, let me be sure I get the title correct. Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. I got that right? Your jurisdiction is pretty broad, isn't it?
Right.
I think this is a very important board, but I'm sitting here thinking we spent 3-4 years with some, not all, I'm going to emphasize that, but some, not all members of our FBI and our Department of Justice selling the Steele dossier. Does that embarrass you? If the aliens landed tomorrow and said, take me to your leader, it would be embarrassing.
Chucka chucka chipper.
Wow. I'll tell you what, that is something. You know, with bird flu, I just remembered something. A long time ago, when I would go to Florida, actually, it's about 5-6 years ago, I would always go to Florida for about 20 years in a row. I'd take vacation and go down there, and I'd always go to Clearwater Beach, Indian Rocks Beach, in those areas. And I'll tell you, locally, where I live, they want to have some type of an ordinance about raising chickens in the city. And I saw that posted on Facebook, and I said to myself, hey, now this is getting a little crazy here. And I remembered about the time that the wrestler Hulk Hogan, do you remember Hulk Hogan from WWF wrestling? He had the big Fu Manchu. Oh, my screen is acting up. He had the big Fu Manchu mustache, blonde hair, and he was really muscular and everything. Well, anyhow, the Hulkster had a mansion in Bel Air, Florida. And where I stayed was probably about 5 miles from Bel Air, and I would always have to go from Indian Rocks Beach to Bel Air Beach and cross over into Bel Air if I was going to go up to maybe Dunedin or Tarpon Springs or something like that. And there was an article in either the Tampa Tribune or the Clearwater Times. Both of them are pretty good newspapers. But anyhow, what happened was that some of the locals got ticked off at the Hulkster. And what he did, he got two French chickens, I'll call them. One was a hen, one was a rooster, and he was going to keep them in his villa, and it was walled off, and they just had a gate in the front. And they didn't like to have a lot of people looking into their mansion. And it was a mansion. It was among a bunch of mansions, a lot of mansions over in Bel Air. And, you know, you would see Mercedes-Benz, you would see Bentleys, Rolls-Royces, and a few other type of cars that were very expensive. Well, that was commonplace in Bel Air. Well, what happened was, these little chickens turned out to be a hen and a rooster, and the rooster would get up on the top of the wall at 4:35 in the morning, and he would crow. And it was a common event for a while, and everybody got ticked off at it. Boy, my camera's really acting up today. And it got to the point where they finally sued him to get rid of the chickens. So I don't know how the chickens were disposed of. Maybe they had they were active guests for dinner, or they went to the local KFC or wherever, but they were not to be had anymore. Well, that's what they want to do in the city where I'm at, and they want to have these free-range chickens or maybe cage chickens, whatever. And they would allow you to grow, have them in your yard. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to take a position one side or the other, but if it starts smelling like chicken, you know what? Then it's time to call it quit to that. But anyhow, that was something else. And one time I was down there with a friend of mine, and we went over and went through Bel Air and the Bel Air Country Club and so forth. We were going to go up to Tarpon Springs. And that area is very nice, and very nice mansions. And we went by Hulk Hogan's or Terry Bollea's place. And it overlooked the Intercoastal area. And I would see the Hulkster out in a speedboat sometimes going up and down the Intercoastal. If I was lucky to be out and close to it, I could actually see what's going on. It was interesting. Wow, a little bit of history there. Let's see, what else do I have to present tonight? I know I've got some more stuff. I've got to. You know, let's see here. Let's get back to that. I gotta get these windows all lined up. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about Doge. Some people say, is that doggy? No, it's Doge. And Trump has started this thing with Elon Musk about finding out where waste is. And they've done some things. I found a Doge tracker, and it's www.doge-tracker.com. And I don't know whether or not these numbers are absolutely real, but I mean, it makes you think. And so far, they said they've saved $55 billion. And what they're doing is they're going through each different department and they're saying, okay, how was the money spent? And they're saying, okay, if it's going to be spent, then who received the funds? Were any of the funds siphoned off? Or did all the funds get spent? And was it a stupid thing that they were spending it for? Like a $6,000 toilet seat, you know, a $500 handle or whatever. They want to know how things were spent because Trump and Musk want to look at basically slimming the size of government down and how they spend your tax money, my tax money. And I don't want them wasting tax money. And I know when I worked for the government, for the state government, we had to account for everything. And we could only be off 0.1% of our total budget, if not heads would roll. And we didn't want to get in that position. And so we had to budget very wisely and be good stewards of the public's money. So we had to do that. Well, anyhow, he gave them until July 4th. And I guess right now it's 499 days remaining to get all of this research done. And what Musk has done, he's gone in, it started out with just a few people, forensic accountants and so forth, to be able to go in and get into the electronic workings for the budget to see how things are spent and so forth for each division. And now they're finding out that right now there are 1,203 initiatives. His staff has grown and grown and grown. And I think it went from like 24 up to 100 people now. I mean, that was the last count that I heard. And what they're doing, they're looking at things. And you can see, based by the days, February 14th, there's a big jump in things. And then it goes on down, and the initiatives that they have, environmental compliance services for the implementation of pilot projects, the current value is none. Ceiling value is 8.19 million. The USDA NAL Wall Street Journal subscription. $50,270. Ceiling value of $228,500. Organization climate assessment? The ceiling value there is $990,000. MEP board development support services, it's like $176,420. And it goes on and on and on. And, you know, you get down to the program manager for nursing programs. Well, their top of their budget is $567,084. You know, and it goes on and on and on. You click on this and they're talking about everything. And, you know, they were finding out all kinds of things that were just out of sight. And they're going to continue to go through everything. I mean, they're looking at the Department of Defense right now. They're looking at the IRS. They've looked at, I think they've looked at HUD, and there was another USAID, and USAID, they found a lot of money being spent and going places for weird things. One of these days, I will try to get that information and put it up on the screen. Eventually, what's going to happen is everything's going to be checked, and they're going to see if they paid $1,000 for tiddlywinks or whatever, where the money went. who received the money? Did they get the $110,000 for the tiddlywinks, or did they only receive $50,000 and $50,000 went walking someplace else? They want to take a look at the funds to make sure that the funds were supposed to go for what they were supposed to go for. Okay. And they're starting to see some really weird things going on. And it's a good thing. There are some people moaning and groaning about it. Well, wouldn't you want to know where your tax money was being spent? Whether or not you helped purchase that $6,000 toilet seat? Or you taught people in Namibia how to blow up balloons? Weird stuff going on. If there's theft and corruption, let's get it straightened up, get it cleaned up, because we're just wasting a lot of money, and we might have wasted a lot of money for probably 50 years. Where did it go? What was it used for? Who got kickbacks on it? And we need to find that stuff out. Oh, let's see here, Musk. And everybody blames him, and they start giving him nasty thoughts. But he's got some good ideas, and he's no dummy. He's very wealthy. He's very smart. And Trump is using him. So let's, actually, what I have to do is shrink this down. I hit the button too. I get trigger finger, I guess, from falling down. But anyhow, there's a video on this, and let's take a look and listen.
But now we're saying that, no, actually, we are going to complain. If money is spent badly, if your taxpayer dollars are not spent in a sensible and frugal manner, then that's not okay. Your tax dollars need to be spent wisely on things that matter to the people. I mean, these things, like, it's just common sense. It's not draconian or radical, I think. It's really just saying, let's look at each of the expenditures and say, is this actually in the best interest of the people? And if it is, it's approved. If it's not, we should think about it. So, you know, there's crazy things like just cursory examination of Social Security. And we've got people in there that are 150 years old. Now, do you know anyone that's 150? I don't know. Okay. They should be on the Guinness Book of World Records. They're missing out. So, you know, that's the case where, like, they're probably dead. It's my guess. Or they should be very famous, one of the two.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, when I look at that, I look at it this way. Something is going on with the money. We need to find out where it's going. Because if we don't see where it's going and how it's being used, then we've just been made fools of. Have you paid for your driver's license yet, or your license plates? Do you know where that money goes for the state? You might want to check that out too. It's probably very legal and above board where it's going, okay? But tax time is coming up. And we've got all these taxes are going. Now there's rumors out there that eventually what they want to do is a flat tax. Everybody pays a flat tax of maybe 10, 14, 15%. And I think they do that in some of the foreign countries. It's just a flat tax. Or they could use a sales tax. So you go out and buy something, you're going to pay 15% national sales tax, and you don't pay any income tax. That wouldn't be too bad. I wouldn't mind doing it that way based on consumption, as long as they don't charge medicine and food. Or medicine, food, and clothing. That might work. I'll have to look at that for money and change. Well, let's see what else is going on here. I know I've got some more stuff. I always have more stuff. And let's see what we've got. Fort Knox. Oh, yeah. Is the gold still stored at Fort Knox? They want to do an audit of Fort Knox. Well, one of the answers is the bullion depository in Fort Knox, Kentucky holds 147.3 million troy ounces of gold, or about 59% of the Treasury's total supply. Now, that's according to the U.S. Mint. Now, I've been to Fort Knox. I've been to the Patton Armor Museum and went through that. And I actually drove by the Fort Knox Gold Vault. And it was way off in a field. And you could see it. It wasn't a very big building above ground. A lot of it's below ground. But it was placed there because it was a very safe place. Because Fort Knox was also a training base for the military. And while I was there, I got to see some tanks training and other things there. But I never made it into the vaults. And it would be interesting to see if they audit the vaults, but how much gold is really there? I mean, I've only held a tenth of an ounce of gold. And I'd love to hold a bar of gold, but they're very heavy. I mean, it takes two hands, and you don't want to put that in your pocket and try to walk anywhere because it'd rip your pocket apart. But anyhow, it's something that I think we're overdue for. I think the last time that Fort Knox was actually monitored or audited was like 50 years ago. And I think, what was it, 71 or 74, something like that, they had a tour of it. And then during FDR's time, they had a tour of it. And you just wonder where all the gold in the world is. Because I know China and Russia are buying a lot of gold along with India. So that'd be something if they opened the vault and there was only one gold bar there and a bunch of cobwebs. That would not be too shabby, would it? And shabby isn't the word. It would be bad. Well, anyhow, we've got one other thing going on. Roy D. Mercer. Now, earlier in the show, probably a couple of years ago, I did some comedy with Roy D. Mercer. And he would always go, "How big a boy are you?" And he would do skits where he would call people up and he would say, "I'm Roy D. Mercer and I want to talk to you about finger fungus." And he would say, "My boy had finger fungus from your bowling balls at your bowling alley and you owe me," and he'd give some number. And he would get this guy really going that owned the bowling alley about this finger fungus and his son missing out. And I used to have the whole series of Roy D. Mercers on, I believe it was Spotify is where I had it. And they were hilarious. And I could listen to those things. And they were so funny. Well, anyhow, I found one here, volume one. And you just got to listen to Roy. Here we go.
This is
Lori.
Can I help you?
Yes, Lori. My name is Roy Mercer, and I got...
Whoops.
And listen, we had a problem last night. We got a banty rooster. It's kind of a family pet and a source of income for us. It's a tic-tac-toe playing rooster. And he got caught up in y'all's pumping unit out there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it killed him.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
Well, it tore us up pretty bad too.
Sure it did.
Because he's you know, more than just a source of income. He's a member of the family. Yeah, Bobby Fisher, the kids called him because he's such a good tic-tac-toe player. Yeah. And I was needing to see if y'all couldn't reimburse me for that because we took him to the fair last year.
Uh-huh.
He's a 2-year-old. It took him last year, and we made about $400 on him down there because he'd win about 9 out of 10 times.
Right. Where are you located
then? I'm out here about 20 miles north of Ulagaw. And I need about $400 is what I was expecting to make out of him.
Okay.
Laura, so I was hoping to come by there and get a check from y'all.
Okay. Can you hold just a moment?
Well, I guess I could.
Okay. I'm not authorized to release that.
But you know how hard it is to teach a rooster to play tic-tac-toe.
We got
a whole lot of time and effort into him. And, you know, and like I said, we raised him from a chick.
Yeah.
nursed him back to health after my wife shut him in a car door one time.
Oh, no. That poor little rooster. He's been through some trouble, hasn't he?
Well, he had a pretty tough life for a while.
Okay.
He used to sit up there in the front seat with her and peck and change the stations on the radio.
Okay. Well, can I go ahead and take your number?
Well, I'm going to be out of pocket. Now, there shouldn't be no problem if I just to come up there and get some money, because y'all have had this lead, you know, this well here on gas well on my land for some time.
Okay, just a moment.
Then I wait. Are you there?
Uh huh.
Because I needed to come by there today, because I'm coming. In fact, I'm on my way to town right now.
Okay, let me.
I stopped down here at the big McDonald's, the world's largest McDonald's on the turnpike. And I just thought I'd call and let you know I was on the way.
Okay, let me.
I need about $400. Or, you know, of course, it might be somebody get the ass whooped if it.
Well, sure. I can understand how you must be upset.
Y'all ought to put a fence or something around them damn wells out there to keep the livestock and animals and such from coming in there and getting killed in it.
Wow. Is there a way that you can give me an invoice on it, you know, write some type of a bill up?
Well, I don't got no invoice. We done buried him. So I guess I could go dig him up and bring him down.
Oh, no, I don't want you to bring your chicken.
Oh, man, he's a rooster. He's a banny rooster. He's a two-year-old Bobby Fisher.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I tell you, now, I'm headed that way, and I expect about $400 when I get there, because we're going to have us, you know, we're on fixed income over here, and we're going to have us some kind of a deal to make some money at the fair. And I understand that there's some lady around town somewhere that's got a gerbil that plays chutes and ladders.
Mm-hmm.
It's Laura Gonzalez, I think. I think there's an advertising in the paper. And I was going to go by there. I think she only wanted $300 for it. You ever seen a gerbil play chutes and ladders?
No.
I ain't neither. I ain't too sure they wasn't lying about it.
Lori?
Uh-huh.
How long you been in town?
How long have I been in town?
Uh-huh.
A while.
Is there some people laughing?
Uh-huh.
I wonder how come.
That's not funny.
Everybody over there thinks it is.
I hate everybody.
Oh, that's some of the stuff that Roy Mercer would do. And I'll tell you what, it can be funny. He could do anything. And the one that was really good, and I have to dig it up, was the finger fungus. That was a really good one that he pulled on somebody. And I'll just have to dig that one up if I can. Oh, well, guys, we're just about out of time. We've talked about a lot of stuff. Be careful with the flu. Make sure you wash your hands, okay? If you get yourself some ivermectin, try that. I'm not going to say it's going to absolutely work, but it did with me and a few of my friends. Other than that, be careful where you go. Enjoy life. Get out and get the sun and fresh air when you can, okay? And enjoy things. But always have a good outlook on life. And with that, guys, that's all I've got. And it's time for us to ski-daddle. So have a good week. And we will talk with you Sunday on Money and Change. And we're going to talk a little bit more about maybe where our money's going and world finance. How to save some money too. With that, that's all I've got. Guess what? It's time to go. Ski-daddle. Bye. Have a good day.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.